Good day, everyone, and welcome to another long-awaited edition of the podcast. Today, we are going to be talking again about the Victor Trek. But this time, we're going to be demonstrating how it works with a Bluetooth speaker. Now, we have a Bluetooth speaker, which we're going to use with it. And we're going to show you how to pair it, and we're going to do all that good stuff. So, we've got our Bluetooth speaker that we want to use with our Victor Trek. This is known as the Wrist Boom. Now, the Wrist Boom is a wrist-worn speaker. It's pretty sweet, actually. I like it a lot. It's one of those things you think, whoa, what are you doing with that? You know, it's good. It's very good. Without a doubt, I think it's pretty sweet. It's one of those things that you either love them or you hate them. But I really love this thing. It's pretty cool. Without a doubt, it's one of my favorite. It's one of my favorite devices. A friend of mine gave me it as a present, and I thought, you know what? Let's talk about it. So we've got a Victor Trek in our hand, which we talked about on a podcast previous. About two podcasts ago, I'd say it was, which we're going to turn on. We're going to go through the process of pairing said device and how you will do that. So let's get our equipment together. Let's describe the wrist boom first. It doesn't really boom, to be fair. It's got good audio for what it is. But it doesn't really boom. It's just a Bluetooth speaker. A little tiny Bluetooth speaker. But it's perfect for a Victor Trek. And you're like, why is it perfect for a Victor Trek? Well, the Victor Trek, as we'll demonstrate in a minute, let's power it on. And I'll show you one of its drawbacks. The main drawback is the fact that it's got a pretty crappy internal speaker. You know, it's a good device, and I'm not knocking Humanware at all. Absolutely not. This thing is brilliant.
Welcome to Victor Reader. This is an online bookshelves. Orientation.
Searching for satellite.
Let's turn the volume up. I'm in orientation mode now.
Outdoor volume. One. Outdoor volume. One.
Right, let's turn the volume up gradually.
Volume. 15.
Okay, so we're on volume 15. So let's gradually crank it so you can hear.
Outdoor volume. One. Outdoor volume. Two.
There we go again. A bit more.
Outdoor volume. Three.
A bit more.
Outdoor volume. Four.
You see, it's starting to get a bit crabby now.
Outdoor volume. Five.
It's starting to get distorted. It's pushing it beyond what it's really rated for. You know, it's not very good, that. But this is where the other speaker comes in. Because this extends the capability of the Victor Trek quite significantly, to the point of it will give you something to work with, and it's rather good. So let's step into this and I'll show you.
Offline bookshelf, online bookshelf.
So to get
airplane mode on, internet radio one,
right,
playlist.
Okay,
one.
So to get to the operational mode that we want, we need to turn airplane mode off.
Airplane mode.
You press and hold the center button.
Connection configured. Enter the wireless menu to configure a connection.
Yeah. Well, we don't need the wireless menu right now. I've lost my Wi-Fi because I reset this device, so that's all right. I don't really care. That actually, you know, I don't want that anyway. So that's okay. So that gives us a perfect opportunity to do what we need to do. So this speaker consists of a little round speaker about the size of a watch, which you wear on your wrist, okay? It's a wrist-worn speaker. I love it. This thing is amazing. You know, it's a tiny, tiny little speaker that just oozes quality. It is what it is. It's a beautiful thing. You know, it's a beauty. It's a beauty, beauty, beauty. So, let's kick ourselves into turning it on. And to do that, there's what you've basically got is one button. So it's the shape of a watch. There's two components to it. The left-hand side of the speaker as you're holding it with the crown on your right. I've got the crown on my right, which is a little button that you turn on. It's a little metal button, actually. It's metal. It's quite well built, actually. On the left, opposite the crown, is the button opposite, you know, the button to the left of that is the... Well, it's not a button, actually. It's a flap. So it's basically a USB charging flap. So you can pop that open, and if you can figure out how to get it to pop, which I'm currently trying to... There we go. Do. There we are. You pop that open, and you've got your little micro USB charging port right in there. So that is that. That's your little USB that deals with that. So to turn the speaker on, you press on the crown and hold it.
Power on.
It says power on. You can go into pairing mode by holding it. Should go into pairing mode. It may not. I don't know. It may go on its own. Sometimes it does this. I didn't hold it long enough.
Pairing.
There we go. I've got it. We're in pairing mode now. So we're now entering pairing mode. The speaker does have limited speech, just pre-recorded, so you can hear the information you need. It's not clever enough to announce phone numbers like the Bose speakers do, but it's good enough that you can get away with doing what you need to do with it. So let's press number 7 on our Victor Trek to enter our settings menu.
Menu, wireless, import a network configuration from file.
We don't want that, so let's go again.
Bluetooth, connect to Bluetooth device.
We're going to select that by pressing the hash key bottom right, or the pound key if you are in America listening to this. So you press that.
Scanning for devices.
Scanning for devices.
Devices found.
LaBoss Revolve Plus Sound Link.
Signal strength, good.
So we've got signal strength good for the Bose Revolve Sound Link.
LaBoss Micro Sound Link.
A micro sound link.
Signal strength, fair.
Signal strength, fair.
LaBoss Revolve
okay, Plus so Sound
Link. Two. Devices found.
Two.
You have to keep refreshing.
Two. Three. Devices found.
Hang on. You have to keep pressing key 5 to refresh your list because sometimes the Bluetooth on this is a little bit picky. It'll find some devices, but it just won't always connect to them. So what you have to do is you have to kind of keep hitting key 5 to make this device do what it does. So let's go down our list of devices and we will sort this out.
LaBoss Micro Sound Link.
It's Bose, actually.
Wrist boom.
Signal strength, fair.
Signal strength, fair, it says. The Bluetooth's pretty weak on it, so let's just press confirm.
Connecting to
wrist boom.
The voice of Graham. I don't like Graham. Creepy.
Connected to
wrist boom.
Connected to Victor Reader.
So you can hear now that the Victor Reader is pretty loud. You know, let's say, you know, it's that's pretty loud. I like that. It's nice and loud. It's going through the wrist boom now. And the delay on the pressing...
Connect to Bluetooth device.
It does...
To Bluetooth device.
Okay, so let me explain that. There's a bug in the software and it reckons it's failed to connect. It hasn't. It just bugs out. You just wait for it to do that. And it throws you out the menu. Because it has connected, but it's a bit buggy the way that they handle that. So be aware of that. If it says fail to connect, if the sound is coming through the device when it says that, no, it's talking rubbish. I'll be honest, it's talking rubbish. It does this. I don't know why, but sadly it does. But that's okay. We don't mind that. So let's bring ourselves into...
Leaving menu. 1. Humanware playlist. Orientation.
Searching for satellites.
Let's bring it into satellite mode. Now, you put this on your wrist. I've not got it on my wrist, but you can hear it's quite... Yeah, it's a little bit distorted, but it's a heck of a lot louder and clearer than what the onboard speaker is. You know, this is what it really does well. It shines.
Entering open area.
There she goes.
GPS ready.
Immingham.
Why is it doing that? I'd set the settings yesterday. What the heck has it done that here? Okay, this thing's gone weird. Okay, so let me just go into my...
Settings. 11 items. GPS. Room verbosity. Distance unit. Haptic feedback while navigating. 2 items. Currently off. On. Haptic feedback has been activated. Explore. Next intersection and settings. Reset GPS position. Reset pedometer. Voice auto switch. Three item. Current voice. Voice auto switch is now. Current voice. Explore. Leaving open area. On street with no name.
I don't know why it's done.
Entering open area. Immingham.
I don't know why it did that. It decided it was. It's gone a bit strange, and I'm not quite sure. I think it crashed yesterday. So, yeah, it crashed when I was using it on the train. I'm not quite sure why it did that, but it majorly broke itself. But yeah, this thing is pretty sweet. So as you can hear, this speaker is quite. You know, let's just press key 5, which is where am I?
Leaving open area, heading. Entering open area. Heading west. Immingham Alden close in front 97 yards.
Volume 7.
Leaving open area. On street with no name. Heading southeast. You are on street with no name. Next in.
It's going to keep tripping in out of open area, so I'm going to.
Entering open area locked.
There we go.
Volume 9. Volume 9. Nine.
So, there's 9 volume levels. 9 is about the best you want. It's the highest it's got.
Volume 8. Volume 7. Volume 6. Volume 5. Volume 4. Volume
3. So, you can, it's dropping away.
Volume 2. Volume 1. Volume 1.
Volume 1 is that, which you don't really want. Two. You know, I like.
Volume 8. Volume 9.
I like it there, volume 9. That's the highest it goes with the Bluetooth speaker. But it's loud enough. You know, this little speaker is not bad. Let me show you a little bit of music, just to show you what it will do with music. Because this thing is not the best.
Offline bookshelves. Music 1. Book 1.
Bit of Beatles here from the Rubber Soul album. Just to show what this speaker will do.
I'm looking through you. Where did you go?
It's not bad, really.
I saw time do you. What did I know? You don't look different, but you have changed.
Sorry. I just hit that to stop it. I love that song. I don't know why, I just do. Right, so we're at the, you know, you've heard a bit of music on it. It will do internet radio exactly the same way. It's a great little speaker. So let's turn it off. We're going to shut the whole unit down. So you can hear how...
Disconnected.
There we go, it's disconnected. Right, let me reboot the whole thing. Let me turn this off. And I'll show
power
you
off.
How to set this up correctly. Because if you power this up wrong... which we'll do, you get an interesting result. So it's quite important to understand how to properly power this unit up. Because if you power this up wrong, it does connect to the speaker, but there's a problem. It says it's connected, but no audio ever comes through it. Not sure what the problem is with that, but it definitely does not do it. So, let us turn on the Victor Trek first. And I'll play that same piece of music again through its internal speaker, its highest volume. It does a familiar... bzzz, which is what we want. That's fine. That's fine.
Welcome to Victor Reader. Folder 1. File 1.
I'm looking through you, .m...
That's the internal speaker on the highest volume. Oh dear. It can't process stereo audio. Oh dear. There's no mute, there's no singing, that's useless.
Speed.
When you turn the speed up a bit. You just... oh dear!
Treble.
That's a bit useless. With headphones, it works, but on the internal speaker, it's kind of, you know. But you get the idea. It's not really meant for. It's not really meant for. It wasn't wired for that. You know, but that just sort of show you that, just to show you what it sounds like on the internal speaker. It's pretty rubbish. It converts to mono when it, you know, you get the mono of the song when it's, when you turn the speed up and down. But the stream is not, the Victorida Trek is not wired for stereo on its internal speaker. So if you've got songs that, you know, you want to listen to music, forget it. You know, that's one thing I've just learned right now. The Bluetooth speaker, it handles that just fine. The speaker itself actually does, it converts it to mono. It's fine. That's good. It's the internal speaker just does not. Man, that's something I just learned. I didn't know that, actually. The next podcast I'm going to do is talking about my Victorida devices. Victorida Stratus devices, to be exact. We're going to do a comparison between two. And we're going to compare them with the Trek in terms of features and stuff. So that's what we're going to do. But yeah, as you can see, we've got the Trek. We've got this powered up.
Cancelled.
There we go. We just cancelled out of that. So we're in our Victorida menu. So we're in our like main screen, as it were. So let's power up the speaker and let's see what it does. So press and hold the power button until she says power on.
Power on.
Like that. And she'll bimble a minute. She's bimbling. She's thinking about it. She's not going to do it. I don't think it's going to work. I really don't. That's not working the way I was hoping it would.
Online bookshelves. Internet radio. 1. Playlist. 1. Humanware playlist.
Well, let me just... Is that because... I don't know what's going on here. Something ain't right. Something ain't right on this. I don't know what it is.
Menu. Wireless. Import a network configuration.
Let me just do...
Scan for available Bluetooth. Connect. Disconnect from Bluetooth. Forget Bluetooth device.
Bluetooth device assistance.
Forget Bluetooth device.
Right, let's see.
One device found.
Press boom.
Okay, it's not... Leaving. It's not connecting to Bluetooth. What the heck? No, the...
Orientation. Online bookshelves.
Let me just check something here.
One. Airplane mode. On.
Nope.
Airplane mode. Off. No wireless connection configured. Enter the wireless menu to configure connection.
No, that's fine. It's fine.
Online bookshelves. It orientation.
GPS ready.
Okay, so it's got the GPS. Let's turn...
Wash dyke lane. Power on.
See if it'll connect to the speaker.
On wash dyke lane. Wash dyke lane.
It doesn't seem to want to do it. See, this is part of the problem. It thinks it wants to, but it won't. So, sometimes it will connect... But other times, she just will not do it. Don't know why that is, but this is part of the problem with this device. So we just enter open area lock so it stops it.
Open area locked.
That's it. We've got it sorted. We've sorted it. So let me just turn this off. And it won't turn off. Why won't you turn off, speaker? Come on. Come on.
Power off.
There we go. Power off. So we turn the... Trek off. Now, as you can see, turning the devices on in the correct order is very, very important. Absolutely important which way you do this. Because if you do this wrong, this ain't going to work, guys. So the first thing you do, you turn your speaker on.
Power on.
Like that. Then you get your Victor Trek and you turn it on. There we go. Now, the Trek should come to life. And we should, hopefully... have a connection between the two. It's a bit of
pairing.
I sent a pairing mode.
Searching connected.
Connected to
Rispoon.
Connected to Victor Reader. Connected to
Rispoon.
There you go. You see, you have
connected
to
Victor Reader.
You know, you have to turn them on in the right order. If you turn the Trek on first. Then turn on the speaker, it won't do it. But if you turn speaker first, then Trek, it works fine, as you can tell. So whenever you're going to use this thing, turn on your speaker, then turn on your Trek, and you should be fine. I mean, yeah, you can go and bimble into the menu and and sort of bimble with it and play with it and get it to work. But there's no point. There's no absolute point. Just turn them on in the right order, and you
entering
should...
Entering open area. GPS ready.
As you can hear, she's quite clear. This is the only Bluetooth speaker I'm ever going to work with this thing, because, quite honestly, it's what I need to have. I'm going to disconnect it now, turn the unit off.
Disconnected.
It spluttered a bit, but, you know, it's fine. Just turn it off.
Power off.
I would say when you turn it off the opposite way. Yeah, it's going to sound a bit weird and it's not going to want to know. But turning it off like that ensures that the Victor does not hang, because sometimes the Bluetooth stack on this thing does hang up. It does its best, but sometimes it does have a tendency to hang for a few seconds while it's thinking, what the heck have you just done to me? Eventually it comes to its senses and says, ah, okay, your device has bimbled off. You know, so it will eventually say, okay, I've had enough, time out, and it'll just go back to the internal speaker. But that's what happens, you know, that's what you get. But yeah, if you guys want to contact me, you can contact me on Anchor if you're on here. I have heard that a few people are listening to my podcast. I'm sorry I haven't put one out for a while. This is only a shorty compared to some that I've got to do. I've got one coming up next about my Victor Stratus, Victor Trek, and, you know, my Victor Stratus 4 and my 12. I just bought a Victor Reader Stratus 12M, actually. I've got a 4M and a 12M. The 4M I bought cheap. I am going to be getting rid of the 4M, I think. I bought it cheap to get me into books, and then I discovered that the 12M is actually better, so I bought the 12M outright, and yeah, I'm going to get rid of the 4M. I know somebody wants it, so that's what I'm going to do with that. But before I do that, we're going to do a bit of a comparison between all three of these, so it's a Victor comparison, if you know what I mean. You know, what sort of player do you want? You know, at the end of the day, what sort of player do you want? That kind of thing. So going back to the contact details, if you want to contact me, you can email kwhawell@gmail.com. You can also contact me on Twitter when I'm around, at Clockwork Chris. That's CLOCKWORKKRISS. You got the other option of Facebook. Just search for Christian Waywell. That's spelt KRISTIANWHAWELL. There's lots and lots of good stuff going to be coming up on the future podcasts here on Anchor. I promise you, we're going to be doing a lot of good stuff here. It's going to be fabby-doo. Woo, fabby-doo, as I like to say. So yeah, we're going to be doing some more podcasts, you know, about various bits of technology. We're going to focus on, some of the technology I've got here in my house a bit. I'm going to talk about my clock collection, that kind of stuff. So there's a lot of things coming up, so keep tuning in, keep enjoying, and, we'll be back as soon as we can with something else, because I'm sure that you guys are dying to hear what else comes out of this, you know. I know you guys have had to wait a while. I've had a lot of things going on this last couple of weeks, what with helping a friend of mine install the TV and stuff like that. So I've had a fair bit going on, but, you know, let's do this. Let's enjoy Anchor to its fullest, and let's make some material. And I hope you guys are enjoying this as much as I enjoy putting these podcasts together. I know this is only like a nearly 25-minute podcast compared to some of what I do, but they're not all going to be an hour plus long. Some of them could be longer depending on the content we've got, but most of the time, to be honest, you know, it's going to be like, you know, it's going to be sort of the standard stuff, you know, it's going to be the standard stuff that you'd find. So let's, you know, let's embrace this nice thing called Anchor and see where we go with it, because quite honestly, I think that it's going to be something to work with. Anyway, guys, I will catch up with you all soon, and have yourselves a great day.